fight for jobs and pay because of historic discrimination, and because they still have the main responsibility for caring for children and other family members, women tend to be concentrated in low-paid, part-time, and often precarious jobs. They are especially likely to be working in sectors such as hospitality and retail, which have been severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. At the same time, despite what the Tories say, austerity has not gone away. Both Labour and Tory local councils continue to pass on Tory-imposed cuts and privatisation. Because they make up a large proportion of workers in local authority-funded services, women have borne the brunt of job losses. Even the Tory chair of the All-Parliamentary Group on Women and Work has had to admit that we are on the brink of a bloodbath as far as women's jobs are concerned. Even before the pandemic, women workers earned, on average, 17% less than male workers, the equivalent of 2 months' free work a year. The situation for part-time women workers is even worse. We say, trade unions and organized workplaces must fight to defend every job under threat. Extend unionization to unorganized sectors. The financial books of any large company threatening job losses should be open to trade union scrutiny. If the money is genuinely not there, or the company refuses to back off, it should be brought into public ownership. Under democratic workers' control, local councils should stand up to the Tories and refuse to carry out cuts to jobs and services. They should use their reserves and borrowing powers to immediately fund necessary jobs and services, and wage a campaign, together with the trade unions and local communities, to demand that the government comes up with the money that is needed for a shorter working week with no loss of pay. Share out the work a guaranteed job or training on decent pay for anyone losing their job. Implement a mass program of publicly funded, socially and environmentally necessary jobs on decent pay. Equal pay for work of equal value. Immediately increase the minimum wage to £12 an hour, £15 in London, as a step towards £15 for all, no exemptions extend. Furlough on 100% pay for those workplaces unable to fully open safely because of COVID.